Congressman Don Young is known for his hot temper, but at a hearing today on the Sea Alaska Lands Bill, his words were directed at a visiting Alaskan. The controversial bill would let the Sea Alaska Native Corporation select lands from within the Tongass National Forest in Southeast. Young has reintroduced his version of the bill despite hearing community concerns. Senator Lisa Murkowski has taken a different approach and altered her bill to try and come to compromises. Her legislation was heard yesterday by a Senate committee. Young, at today's meeting of the Indian Affairs Subcommittee, chastised Craig resident Bob Claus, the Forest Program Director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Young accused Claus and his conservationist colleagues of ruining the timber industry and now trying to harm the Alaska Native community.
I want to show you what you've done over these years and how you've used the legal system and how you've destroyed the economy and how you're trying now to destroy the Native people.
Claus says his opposition to the Sea Alaska bill is shared by some of his Alaska Native neighbors. But Congressman Young verbally attacked him and said he gets concerned when a, quote, white guy talks about what the Natives are saying. But then Young said this.
And that's the injustice. In this committee, there's going to be justice served for my American Indians, my Alaska Natives.
After the hearing, Claus defended his words and said he didn't speak for Alaska Natives, which he says would be inappropriate.
It was not my intent or plan, and I thought I made that clear in my original statement, and it was twisted just enough so it sounded like it came from me instead of what I was hearing in the communities about concerns about the bill.
Young's colleagues on the Indian Affairs Subcommittee joined him in supporting the Sea Alaska bill, both Republicans and Democrats, even though the Obama administration is opposed to Young's version. The two House Democrats who attended the hearing said the legislation is an issue of Native rights. But Bob Claus says it seems they don't understand the difference between a corporation like Sea Alaska, which has shareholders, and a tribe, which has members.
At this point, I don't think they understand that difference, and hopefully we can do some work with the committee members and in offices to try to make that distinction further. And I know there are Native leaders in Southeast Alaska who will be able to make that point much better than I did.
The Alaska Native leaders called on to testify represented the Sea Alaska Corporation, like board member Byron Malott, who says the corporation is entitled to the land through ANCSA, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Malott says they will be good stewards.
We are here for the long term. We have been here for 10,000 years. We will be here for another 10,000, and we will see cycles of timber begin as seedlings, achieve old growth, and go through the life process many, many times. That is our view of the Tongass National Forest.
Both those for and against the bill say their approach will save jobs. The executive director of the pro-timber group, the Alaska Forest Association, Owen Graham, got supportive questioning from Congressman Young.
How many acres are there in the Tongass?
17 million.
And what are we talking about in this bill?
Oh, 80,000 roughly.
80,000, 17 million. And Mr. Claus says that the world's coming in, there's not going to be any more timber.
Yeah.
What happened to the timber industry? You've been in it 40 years. How's it changed now in Southeast?
You know, we've lost 90% of our employment. We've lost most of our mills. We had two large pulp mills and three large sawmills and a lot of medium-sized mills. We have one medium-sized mill left. All the rest of it's gone. The people are gone. A few of them are working for Sea Alaska. We're trying to hang on to those jobs.
But some locals fear Sea Alaska will send the raw wood overseas and say their logging plants could hurt other industries like tourism and guiding. Despite the tensions at today's hearing, all sides have been participating in a Tongass Futures Roundtable process and say they're closer than ever to finding common ground, particularly in the bill authored by Senator Murkowski.